Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In 1987, Tallahassee, Florida police responded to an anonymous about six malnourished children covered in bug bites and scratches being accompanied by two well-dressed men in a public park. The two men were arrested for child abuse and suspicion of trafficking children across state lines. And so the U.S. Customs Service, the Washington Metropolitan Police Department, and the FBI all got involved. The two men arrested had multiple fake IDs and were found to be members of a group known as the Finders. The Finders owned multiple properties in the D.C. area. The investigation of these properties reportedly found evidence of child pornography and photographs of three children and three white-robed men dismembering two goats. The children described a harsh learning environment where a man known as the game caller was in charge of everyone and could talk to the adults with a computer in the van. One of the games they played was responding to local newspaper advertisements for babysitters, tutors, and anything else that could get them into a family's home, where they would then gather as much information as possible about the family's habits, identity, and occupation. The Finders were labeled a satanic cult, and the media sensationalized it for a full week until the investigation was called off. It was reported that the mothers of the children were members of the Finders, and that the two men had the full consent of the parents to be transporting them. The media narrative then blamed their own sensationalism, claiming that the whole thing was blown out of proportion, and that the Finders were just a harmless 1960s-style hippie community. Years later, the reports of U.S. Customs Special Agent Ramon J. Martinez began bringing attention back to the matter. Martinez claimed that evidence included the intent to traffic children, the ordering of children from Hong Kong through the Chinese embassy, the instructions on the impregnation of female members of the Finders, and a library of books on the subjects of mind control and terrorist warfare strategy. Martinez claimed that every attempt to review evidence was blocked and was finally told by a member of the Metropolitan Police Department that the Finders had come under the protection of the CIA, who claimed jurisdiction by deeming it an internal matter and had the entire case labeled secret. The leader of the Finders, Marion Petty, bragged about infiltrating the CIA. His wife, Isabel, worked for the CIA, and their son worked for the CIA-run Air America. Finder members' passports revealed travel visas to places such as North Korea, North Vietnam, and Russia, all approved by the U.S. State Department. This resurfaced evidence inspired outrage, and an investigation was launched. The Department of Justice began investigating allegations that the CIA had used a front company run by a commune to train agency employees. Their investigation resulted in a verdict of no evidence of CIA interference and no evidence of criminal activity with the Finders. During this same time period was the McMartin preschool scandal, wherein hundreds of parents reported that their children had suffered satanic sexual abuse at a preschool in Manhattan Beach, California. And for some reason, evidence seized from the Finders included a map of this same preschool. It seems to be the norm. KinderCare, the biggest preschool chain in America, was owned by Henry Kravis, who was a close associate of former CIA director George Bush. KinderCare has been accused by several parents for child abuse and satanic ritual abuse. Former Clinton Foundation official Joel Goetz operated a huge chain of kindergartens in China, where several parents complained that their children were molested. Just as the CIA and their partner groups manage the media, Hollywood, and the worldwide drug trade, they also manage the human slave trade. And as bad as the symptoms are, we need to be focused on the disease if we ever want to end this. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock, the amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses, back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back, InfoWarsStore.com, silver bullet, colloidal silver. The InfoWars Live silver bullet, colloidal silver, has returned. Silver bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And here we are embarking another live, unscripted, pro-freedom broadcast. Tomorrow's news today, InfoWars. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, July 24th, 2023 transmission. All right, at the bottom of the next hour, in an hour and a half from now, amazing researcher, stock picker, author, a man that organized a bunch of the top whistleblowers on COVID, is going to be joining us with the latest, he calls it bombshell info. He's normally a very understated guy. And he said several years ago, I've got big insurance company actuarists who are the top experts on showing death numbers and things like that. Will be going public soon, but they were experts in his book, and then they did go public, and it was the top people. And this is conclusive that they're murdering us in mass. So you want to see proof, you want to hear proof, so we can stop more of this from happening and bring the criminals to justice? Look for that coming up in the middle of the next hour. What else do we have? Well, I've talked a lot about how the real Holy Grail, the brass ring, the jewel in the crown, the heart of the Mark of the Beast system is a worldwide internet ID. The UN's already standardized it. Communist China standardized it. And it's the internet ID that's tied to your smartphone, your smart devices, your car, your ability to get on airplanes, get hotels, have insurance, have a job. And then that's tied to your carbon tax, your vaccine passport tax that operates and gets its orders from your social credit score. But the foundation and the structure of the entire system is based on the internet ID that is then tied to your digital ID. And that's why now Jeff Bezos, Amazon-owned Whole Foods, is announcing worldwide in the next 3 months they're putting palm scanners in to be able to buy and sell. And in many Whole Foods and other grocery stores in Europe, they're always the furthest along, Europe, New Zealand, Australia, and the slave grid. But it's the same rollout. They're just about 2 years ahead of us. They're already making you scan your phone or your hand to get into the grocery stores, not just Whole Paycheck, as Whole Foods is known. So, super oppressive system. And once it's the big box stores, they're then going to get rid of the dollar, the original currency, have a digital currency that will not work at mom and pops, will not work at places that haven't got the proper social credit score. And then as this shuts off the economy and destroys things, there'll be scarcer and scarcer resources, and then the globalists will organize the starving hordes of people to believe it is those not being compliant in the system that are keeping them from getting their universal basic income. But as soon as we get rid of all the freedoms and legalize censorship and arresting political opposition, then everyone will finally get a social credit score allotment for a universal basic income. And so that's really the key to it. And here it is. Bill that would push for online ID checks is scheduled for markup this week. They've already got 40 votes. Then it will be moving to the full Senate for a vote. the Senate Commerce Committee, headed up by the folks at Quarterbacked Mighty Platforming, the Senate Commerce Committee will convene Thursday to deliberate and on the contentious Kids Online Safety Act, a bill that, if passed, would cause platforms to introduce ID verification for users and significantly reduce privacy online. And no matter where you are in the world, the same system's gone into place. It's happening right now in Canada. It's happening right now in Australia. It's happening right now in Germany, all over Europe. And here's a clip, and the guy's dead on accurate. We love just playing average folks, laying out what this really means. 40 senators have co-sponsored a bill that would require you to upload your driver's license before being able to post online. They say it's to protect the children, yeah, of course. But in reality, they want your home address on file to ensure that you're not using a VPN so that they can then tie the social credit score to that and control every facet of your life. Here's a short clip.
Senators have sponsored a bill to make sure that you have to upload your driver's license before you can use your First Amendment on the internet. That's what they want. That's what this bill is. This bill is designed to make sure that they have your home address before you can actually post about anything on the internet. The bill is Senate Bill 1409. 40 senators have sponsored it, Republicans and Democrats. This isn't a left or right issue. This is a speech issue. And they call the bill the Kids Online Safety Act, or COSA for short. But in reality, this is some garbage to make sure that they know where you live when you post. This bill, they claim, is to protect kids from restricted material on the internet. But what it's going to do is it's going to restrict the internet for everybody and then make you prove you're over 18 before you can look about anything. So maybe there's some history of America that is a little bit dicey, right? Maybe you want to learn a little bit more about the Second Amendment. Maybe there's some controversial stuff out there. Well, this bill allows every attorney general in every state of the union to make sure that they can sue internet companies like TikTok, like Facebook, like Twitter. That they can sue them if they aren't making sure that everyone who looks at controversial topics are over 18. So, all these companies are going to have to keep a database of all their users to prove that everyone looking at these controversial topics are over 18. So how are they going to do that? They're going to collect your driver's license. The bill doesn't tell them, but the bill does make it very clear that all of these companies are going to have to prove that their users are over 18. The only way to do that is to have you upload information that proves that you're an adult before you're allowed to touch the rest of the web. So if you want to make sure you have unrestricted internet, I'm not even talking about the spicy stuff. I'm talking about if you wanted to go and find out gun safety information, if you wanted to find out maybe medication information, if you wanted to go find out some history that they don't want to teach you in schools, this bill will allow attorney generals to sue all of these companies under the guise of protecting kids. Senate Bill 1409. And it is bipartisan. My senator, Senator Bob Casey, a Democrat here in Pennsylvania, is co-sponsoring this bill with Lindsey Graham and Marsha Blackburn and Dick Durbin. It's all over the place, people. They're all out to make sure that, and on Facebook, back down to your home address. And they're doing it, claiming they're protecting the kids. So call your senators. I do not want Senate Bill 1409 to ever be touched or passed.
That guy's angry. He should be, but he only gets a small sliver of it. Of course, the globalists will pass a regulation like the EU does, and now they're threatening to arrest Elon Musk if he doesn't create an internet ID and if he doesn't censor people. That's what the head of the EU censorship board said last week. I have the power. I am the censor. I will have you arrested. And then it's up to Twitter and everybody to then, and Facebook and the rest of them, then verify who you are. Well, Facebook's already ready for that. They've already got it all set up. They've been prepared the whole time. That's like to be a verified user on Twitter. You got to give them your driver's license. So this is already being set up for a long time. Now they're getting ready to go, oh, you didn't know? Under law, there's a whole history of what you search and what you do and where you go. None of this has to do with the children. The borders are wide open. They're smuggling children in mass. We get upset about all the porn and child porn and trafficking, and they go, well, don't worry. We'll give you an internet ID, but then that is the basis and the foundation and the superstructure of all the tyranny. I'll explain it again. You get the internet ID. That's then tied to your digital global ID that tracks everywhere you go, what you do, what you buy for the social credit score that then determines your vaccine passport and your universal basic income. Okay? So they get the internet ID, your global digital ID, and everything's internet now, your car, going in stores, going online, it's everything. Okay? And then that's tied to your social credit score by surveilling you, and then it determines the carbon taxes you pay, and it determines the vaccine passport information, which is the control grid. Okay? This is the digital prison. We're all being put in a supermax digital prison right now. We must stop this now. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
like a nice big green backyard during the middle of July, in the middle of a drought. You don't water that lawn a few days a week, it's going to die. It's going to turn yellow and then brown, and then you're going to have to tear all the grass out and put sod in. Next spring, you have a big mud pit through the fall and winter. Won't be very fun to barbecue or play football with your children or croquet if you're trendy. Actually, like croquet, badminton, you name it. Everything's fun in the backyard, isn't it? But a backyard being muddy and dead, that's not that big a deal. But when your country dies, when your republic dies, it took a lot of work to get that grass really nice and green and trimmed down and beautiful. And you go out of town for a week and your sprinkler system breaks, you come back and it's half dead. But that's just grass. We're talking about a republic that we're losing and it's being destroyed by design. And now global corporations think we're a bunch of dumb animals, a bunch of lazy fools, and they'll incentivize accepting the world government, cashless society, programmable central bank digital currencies and ESGs and the rest of them, because we get little credits and little prizes up front to be the first suckers to grease the skids over the cliff into Hades. And again, all it is like when you put a earthworm on the hook. You've been trying plastic lures, but the bass aren't biting. But they just can't resist that delicious worm, and they can smell it. Oh, yeah, fish can smell in the water. Sharks smell from hundreds of miles away in some cases. The point is that they can smell, you know, a bleeding whale from 100 miles away and track that blood down to the whale. And you drop it in the water, and boom, they come in and you catch them. But you wait till they bite down, and then you get, boom. Make sure you plant it, and then you reel them in. Well, China took the bait, got hooked, and is under this system. It's open. It's operating. It's AI for 6 years. Drones flying around giving orders. People disappearing to death camps. 3+ million innocent Muslims in death camps. Owners of basketball teams say, I don't even think about them. Screw them and laugh on TV. I don't even think about Muslims. Ah, screw them. Ah. And, of course, that's a liberal. They go, oh, liberal, liberal. So, real super hardcore evil demons have taken over. And they've already got China and 1.5 billion people. And India's putting in a similar system. And you could say, well, this is just innovation. But it's not innovation the way it's being done. It's absolute tyranny. And now it's here. And guess who created the bill? Senator Blumenthal. Who quarterbacks the government operations against me on record with the Carnegie Endowment and the CIA. And so that's who these people are. You've now seen the hearings where they admit the CIA and Justice Department are targeting conservative populist leaders. But whether you're a conservative or a liberal or whatever you are, this is the key. I was thinking this morning driving into work, what is the most important thing I can say here today about how to beat this? The most important thing is God's real. You need a relationship with God. It's a spiritual battle. That's not like some side issue. It's the center. It's central. But temporarily, here on this planet, it's this. There are so many people going along with the New World Order who even know it's real, but they think, well, I'll just go along with it, and I'll have a better lifestyle if I go along with it. No. As the overall lifestyle goes straight down, you'll be on top a little longer, but you're still going down. It's freedom and liberty and competition and virtue that created all this prosperity. And really, that's an oversimplification. Populists and conservatives and people that have seen this coming are buying land. They're setting up co-ops. They're getting pre-positioned. People are getting into fixing up old cars that don't have electronics in them, that don't have all the silicon crap. There's a real nostalgia movement happening, not just here, but around the world. People are racing to the countryside. There's an accelerated awakening to this. And that's fine with the globalists because they actually want places they can go live and they can go visit. They actually are going to allow many areas that we set up, the patriots, to be their refuges. But the people that buy into the system are going to be caught in the jaws of it like no one else, that get into small coffin apartments, that are the first to sign up at Whole Foods to scan their palms to buy and sell, that like driving around Austin where they have satanic temple billboards saying abortion is good for children. I've got these photos. And all over the town, billboards saying stop having kids with an image of a baby with a cross through it. You know, like Ghostbusters is a ghost with a circle and a cross, like no ghost. Huge signs saying, here's one right here. Adon Salazar took this on South Lamar. Sent it to me yesterday. These are all over. I saw them. They're on 35. They're on Congress. They're all over the town. Not just little ones like this. And that's a big billboard. But there's like jumbo billboards. Jumbo ones. That say, stop having kids. Imagine children already think the world's ending because they're being lied to in school. Imagine what they think now when they're driving around as children and you're like a six-year-old, you can read, and says, stop having kids. And you look at yourself and you go, I'm bad. The left cells are like, oh, no, we're just telling the liberal trendies here don't have kids. Well, don't worry. Liberal trendies don't have kids. They're already bit the worm. They already bit the hook. But this is nationwide with big foundation funding. We looked into the group. So, oh, yeah, the left wants to protect kids. No, they don't want there to be that many children. They want 500 million. That's official UN number. They want 500 million. Yeah, this make love, not baby stuff, stophavingkids.org, is up everywhere. And so the trendies going along with it think they're getting ahead, think they're cool, think they're avant-garde. But they're not. They are completely and totally taking the bait. And it's very, 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 very sad. So the Kids Online Safety Act is still a huge danger to our rights online. Electronic Frontier Foundation. Here's the bill. The 11th Congress. Go read it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And understand that the chains are going on right now. S3663. Funny you add the 3 and the 3 on the end together. It's 666. They always tell you what they're doing. Usually these kind of bills are just called 666. So many of their beast system cashless society bills are just S666 or SB666 or HB666. But this one's a little cuter. It's S3663. But of course, all you do is take the 3 and the 3 and add them, and you got S666. Isn't that cute? And of course, I even looked into the bill number when I saw it this morning. That's not even in order of the bill numbers. They just went and got that as a little cutesy thing. They jumped ahead with that and had it listed so they could just cutesy it and think it's real funny. Like, oh, the sheeple will never see this, but it's S3663. Let's not be too obvious like we normally do, 666. All right, I got a lot more coming up. Obviously. Wow. Let me just tell you when we come back, because I got too much news here. I'm gonna decide what I'm going to cover next year in the break. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.Video.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer, we have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you're a TV viewer, you can see this flyer put up in Austin, Texas. This is being put up all over the country, all over the Western world. Heavy, big globalist, Bill Gates connected funding. StopHavingKids.org. Dozens of billboards up around Austin that I've personally seen. It says, stop having kids with a circle around the baby with an X through it, a cross through it, saying this is a bad thing. Because the child doesn't have free will to want to exist. I thought it wasn't a child. You want to abort it. It's a blob. But you want to get rid of it before it even exists because it violates its rights to not wanting to be conscious. So whales shouldn't have babies. Insects shouldn't have babies. Life should end. And they say that we believe in the flyer that life is bad and that having children, period, is bad, that humans are bad. So these are the most satanic, hateful, evil people. Now, if they couldn't abort you before you were born, or they couldn't convince you not to have children before you had them, they're going to get the testicles and the ovaries and the uterus and the breast after they're born and suck a bunch of money out of you and then get your child on a bunch of drugs till they commit suicide, but not before they suck money out of you. So that's their even more hateful play. But if you look at this particular flyer, not one of their billboards, it says, stop having kids, be a voice for the voiceless. Oh, kill the babies. Use your voice to speak out against procreation for those who can't voice any interest, the babies. Oh, you're going to keep them from existing because the world's so horrible. And it shows a baby held in two hands with a burnout, bombed-out city behind them, which is what the globalists are doing with their crime and their Black Lives Matter and their Antifa and their cutting off the energy and the fentanyl and all of it. Look at their blue cities. So they created a dystopia. They create ugly architecture. The CIA declassified that in the 70s. They were funding ugly architecture to debase you. And it shows a bunch of smiling conservatives who are like zombies and have no pupils, so they're soulless, because they love babies. But all the statistics and numbers show those with children are more caring, more altruistic, more helping, more connected to God, more spiritual than all these godless, childless leftists who aren't going to have children. Don't worry. They're just going to have CPS take your children and they're going to adopt them and then cut their genitals off. Or they're just going to cut your resources off so you can't afford children. Let's go back to the other flyer first and we'll go to this one. Okay? And it says, antinatalism, meaning anti-child, hashtag child-free, hashtag pro-choice. And see, they're saying the baby doesn't have a choice to be born, so we're going to make sure it's not born. No, a man and woman, that's why sex is a big deal. It's a ritual God created. We get together, and there's an explosion of energy when that sperm, tens of thousands of sperm, get to the egg, but they can't make it through. For some reason, the egg decides this one gets through. There's a flash of energy, and then this whole dimensional gate opens up, and the earth suit or the outline of this new entity, this new spirit, this new consciousness, this new free will creature made in the image of God. This new entity is being created and planted here in the third dimension. And, of course, these demons, these creatures, these off-worlders manipulating us through the space-time continuum, have their captured leftist running around saying, cut off resources, kill your babies, life is bad, carbon is bad, actually cut the trees down. CNN, cut the trees down. Kill everything. It's silicon, take it over. Because that's what this is. It's not human. And it's getting more and more obvious because we are a transceiver. We don't just transmit energy into the sixth sense or the higher dimensions, which has been proven mathematically. We also receive. And you cannot just be a receiver. You can be an avatar. You can be taken over. And so this image is very telling. Let's show another one of their flyers. Next flyer, please. Stop having kids. You know, with a big X to the baby. Babies are evil. They're bad. Like the Ghostbusters sign. No ghost. Well, this thing, no children. Aren't distractions wonderful to have? But why bring someone into a world you have to distract yourself from? So the globalists say we're going to give you video games and drugs. The world's so ugly. No, Hollywood's ugly. The globalist compact cities are ugly. Everything they do is ugly. And so it shows some guy with a beer and a football team shirt on, and then there's a bunch of wrecked cities behind him. It's all Antifa, all George Soros, all fun about Alexander Soros on record. He funds the transgender movement, the open borders, all of it. So it's saying, well, the world's hell, the world's ending by 2030. And now the children are going to drive around and see billboards everywhere that they're bad and feel guilty and then wonder why they don't want to get a job. They don't want to get married. They don't want to know how to drive a car. They just want to play video games. It's a nihilism to get into being destroyed, to turn off your life force, to turn off your connection to the universe, to turn off the beauty, to be locked in your house, wearing a mask, huffing carbon dioxide. When you're depressed, they put you on Prozac. And then they have articles everywhere about, oh, being outside's good, having friends is good, after they destroy that whole system. And it goes directly against the Bible. It says the Bible's wrong. Do not be fruitful and multiply. You are bad. We're going to tell you you're bad. We're going to tell you you're a garbage pile. We're going to tell you how to get rid of yourself. And by getting rid of yourself, that's our religion. Not improving yourself, not beauty, not art, not literature, not culture, not music. No, you're ugly, and we're the ugly, weird, purple-haired pedophiles that are your high priest. They're going to teach you how to hate yourself further and not have children or cut up the children you've got. And again, as they create the dystopia, the forest fire in the background, yes, this system's unhealthy, but it's the system that these demons have pushed on us. So I see the meme, I think I sent you guys, of Elon Musk standing there with a sign saying, have more babies. Now we need the people that are going to take their children hiking and camping and looking at the stars every night and fishing and praying and painting and building and carpentry and learning how to fix an engine and hunting. And we need to do that and teach them about their natural humanity. That is incredibly invigorating. I mean, right now, I want to be out on the lake fishing. Right now, I want to be hiking up a mountain. Right now, I want to be looking at the stars. I don't want to go watch Netflix. I don't want to go watch Oppenheimer. I don't want to go watch Barbie. I don't want to go look at any of this crap. It's all there to hurt me. It's all there to poison me. It's all there to disillusion me. It's all there to make me give up and roll over. It's all there. Guys, go get my waking life scene. I want to play it coming in the next segment. So you have these miserable, alone, feminist women who are in charge, and they have all the power, and the big corporations give them the power because they're committing cultural suicide. They're committing suicide of their future. And so now all they have is their misery, and they get deeper and deeper and deeper into it because they chose to live in a trendy area. They chose to live by a slum. They chose to live with the high-rises by all the homeless and the fentanyl and the leftist farming the homeless and getting them on drugs and then sucking half the government assistance they get into their think tanks. The left farms homeless people. They farm orphan children. They farm refugees. They farm war and pain and sickness. And they extract it all out of us and then build beautiful, giant, 100,000-acre, 50,000-acre, 10,000-acre compounds with 100,000-square-foot homes and private runways and jumbo jets and jet copters and 15 mistresses, and they're having babies cloned to themselves and sucking the juices out and injecting it into them. But they're foot soldiers and angry women all walking around pissed all day by feces in our compact apartment being fried by 5G, hating men, hating babies, putting up signs. And said, don't have babies. It's your babies that made it all miserable. It was the children. It was the nuclear family made it all miserable. No, it was getting away from that and getting away from God that created this. We got something big coming up for you next segment, and very important. Don't be like these miserable losers. Reject everything they stand for.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities. Because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance, and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
Resistance is not futile. We're going to win this thing. Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. Continue forth.
The same message 23 years ago that you get today. Did that in one take, no script. I'll say I did a great job. It was the Holy Spirit leading, guiding, and directing me and warning you about the future and that this century would be the great empowerment of humanity, not of destruction. But first, we must pass through the gates of hell. This is such a great challenge, such a great honor to be part of this.
Den blick
Daniel fragt du dann, warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
Ladies and gentlemen, our enemies think they can put us under mind control and teach us we're garbage to follow them. Their cult offers only death. And I was just showing you this wicked organization with this huge corporate rollout and the whole Alexander Soros crew and his pledge to push to depopulate and promote transgenderism and the rest of it. And to actually list children now as the enemy. Billboards, signs up all over the country. Tens of millions of dollars just in the rollout. From Vegas to New York, from Austin, Texas to Des Moines, Iowa. They are everywhere. Why gamble with someone else's life? That's right. Don't have a child. The world's too horrible. Give up. Don't have faith. That's exactly what Tokyo Rose, who broadcast on shortwave and AM radio from islands in the Pacific during World War II as the Marines and the Navy slowly took island for island. You know how it ended with atomic bombs being dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And Tokyo Rose in English. You can actually, some of the recordings are on YouTube now. Guys, pull up a recording of Tokyo Rose. Type in original recording, Tokyo Rose. And she's like, let me play you some music, G.I., from your home country, USA, where they are starving to death and everyone is failing and they know you're going to die. More of your ships sank today and the men are now on the bottom with crabs eating out their eyeballs. But it's okay. We're going to kill you all. There's no hope for you. Everything is over. Why don't you just roll over and die? Why don't you just give up now? Why don't you just let us do what we're going to do? I know you miss your mommy and your wife. You miss your daddy. Oh, some of you have been deployed for a few years, and you've got letters that family members have died, like grandma. Well, you're going to die on that ship you're on. And your children, those that have children, they're at home starving to death. Yes, they're failing. And what's insane is the U.S. military said, let them listen, and would actually go, you know what? We're going to put Tokyo Rose on in this area of the ship. If you want to go listen to her, go listen. And people would go listen and get pissed off. And that's the blind spot of these people that hate our children and these devil worshipers and the churches, Satanic Temple and all you people. You think we're like you are. You go curl up to Soros, the New World Order, and want to be accepted by the system and accepted by the man and want to run around bullying and terrorizing people because you think that's powerful. Let me explain something to you. When you sit there and tell us to roll over and die, the opposite happens. You understand that? And they know the spirit of this broadcast of resistance and victory is contagious, and that's why they don't like this transmission. That's what it is about this show that they smell. It's called victory. This broadcast has life force. This broadcast has will. This broadcast has survival instinct. And this broadcast is the antithetical polar opposite of these scumbag, weak, bug-eyed trash who want power over us and have sided with the most evil forces ever and are making their pathetic move on us right now. I want these satanic jellyfish to know something. You've gotten a lot of our children. You've killed them. You've tortured them. You've hurt them. And God is going to destroy you for it. But understand this. In the end, you will never stop humanity. We will people the stars, we will go to the next level. It is our destiny, and you have already failed, and that's why you're so pissed. So go live in your big downtown compact cities, inject your fentanyl, abort babies, devil worship, crap all over each other, put up your signs everywhere telling us to kill our kids. Women everywhere are seeing through the feminist, leftist, Gloria Steinem, CIA. And all the old women celebrating the fact that they never had children and they never got a man and they went and worked for the corporate system that's enslaved the world. Stop having kids. Nobody's obligated to take care for someone who forced them into existence. Ah, yeah. And they're throwing the person off the cliff who's in a wheelchair. They're getting ready to kill the old people. The euthanasia's already here. But they're acting like it's the fault of people that had children that we had to kill the old people to give them resources, when all the numbers and actuaries and common sense show a baby boom is what would take care of the old people. Everything they tell you is a lie. Everything they tell you is a fraud. I said I had something really special this segment, and I'll have to get to it next hour, but I'll get to it like 10 minutes from now, I promise. Listen to me. You all know Harari is the high priest of this cult. Don't worry, buddy. Nobody wants to have kids with you. Look at this freak. He's pissed he doesn't have any kids. They got an obsession with him, though. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying that guy is a bad person, but I was going to cast somebody in a movie that, you know, creeps around and works for Dracula. I think we got Renfield right here on screen. Let's go ahead and put him up. Oh, yeah. If I need a babysitter, I'm going to hire you, buddy boy. I mean, that's all they got? That's all you got? Oh, there's a hell, because we're eternal creatures, and it's with these people. God doesn't need to put you on a barbecue pit or anything. It's with these people. You're in hell because they're not going to have anybody to feed on, no children to feed on. They have, you've all known Harari. I called Robbie last night. I said, will you, a good buddy, I said, will you take a few clips of him saying, we're God, you're nothing, your free will's nothing, we're taking him over, we're the global elite, we're the AI rulers, you're nothing. Now they're panicking and they go, oh my gosh, they didn't just give up because we're God, because we declared we're God. No, 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 because I'm, you know, this little ball-headed hunchback guy. No. The irony's funny here, huh? He says, no, no, there is no global elite. We have Klaus Schwab. We penetrate the cabinets. We rule you. We control the governments. We take control of your bodies. You own nothing. You have nothing. But now he's like, oh, no, oh, no, doesn't exist. And you've all know Harari. And you've all know Harari. So they're definitely panicking. This is like Hitler. They're on a, this guy calls people useless eaters, calls people worthless, calls people useless. You're useless. Show us, Harari, how you do it. If we should all die, shove the gun in your mouth, blow the back of your head off, please. Nobody hurt Harari. I'm saying, if we all need to die, show us by example. I'll go turn a wood chipper on for you. I'll say, sir, right here. I'll give you a cigarette before you climb in. Show us how, feet first. Let's just right in there. If that's your free will. Let's hook you up to 10 million volts and just fry you like an egg on national TV. You're like, Mr. Jones, flip the switch. I'll see. Yes, sir, Mr. Harari. All right, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your verboten supplements there. InfoWarsStore.com. Colloidal silver back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I tell you we have the...